Greetings. Welcome to another episode of The Age of Aquarius, where I'll be your host, Kenosha Amen. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to the podcast. Thank you for tuning in each and every time. I really appreciate it. It really gives me the motivation to keep doing it. So, what we see going on in the world right now is major change. Which, of course, that's been ongoing because it's the age of Aquarius. It's just very interesting to see how the world is going. Things that have happened in America, things that are happening abroad, especially with the weather. I remember I mentioned before that whenever the sun is very active, which it is, it's not dead or anything like that. It's not going silent. When it's active and coronal mass ejections are taking place on the sun and coming towards the earth, our weather is affected. So right now, what we see happening is just as I said, what happened is fluctuations in the weather, especially the temperature. I mean, we go through four seasons every year, and they're called seasons for a reason. It's like Earth is kind of like a training computer simulation, spiritual journey, so to speak, or a holographic memory that's already taken place, and we're just trying to remember our purpose for being here. But definitely the four seasons, you know, spring, summer, winter, and fall, those are major turning points or major portals of energy. And we are still in the midst of the winter solstice. And we also had the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction that took place as well. So it's powerful energies that we're still dealing with. And we are still in the midst of a magnetic pole shift. Even though they don't talk about it in the news anymore, that's happening and increasing. So as the magnetic poles shift, so does the temperature fluctuate on the surface of the earth. See, right now here in California, it's very, very cold and very, very windy. And it's cold in a lot of places because we're still dealing with the planetary alignment energies that come into play during the winter solstice. So everything is amplified. And it's called seasons for a reason. Like I was saying before, we're kind of like in a training simulation. And the seasons, spring, summer, winter, fall, are kind of like seasonings that you put on food. And so we here as humans, as souls experiencing life in human vessels or physical vessels, we are seasoned by the solstices and the equinoxes and all of the planetary alignments, conjunctions, all the aspects of the planets that take place in between those four main seasons. We are seasoned by them. I'm not saying we're being seasoned to be eventually consumed by some all-powerful entity. I'm just saying that our experiences here are seasoned. And that's what weather is. It's energy and it seasons us, and we have to adapt to it. But right now, with the magnetic pole shift going on, the seasoning is extreme. So we've got extreme cold temperatures, and that's because the magnetic fields are, one, fluctuating, and two, intensifying in certain areas. You got some areas where it's cold, and you know, you got whiteout situations here in America anyway. But you've also had it take place in Japan. You know, that's not normal. People try and say that it's normal. It's like, yeah, certain areas of Japan do. Certain areas will get snow, but never will they get snow to such a large amount of snow, and never in such a short time period. It's usually gradually, and it's not as much snow. So it lets you know that magnetic fields are in flux, and the magnetic energy is increasing in certain areas, decreasing in certain areas, and the weather's going to fluctuate. So expect more of these high winds that you're seeing and more of the temperature drops. Also, once we reach spring, maybe even before the actual spring equinox takes place, the temperatures are going to skyrocket in certain areas and the flooding is going to continue. the storms are going to continue because Earth has to heal herself, and she's also evolving and ascending because that's Kundalini. Now, when I say Kundalini energy, you got to remember that we are a part of that. You know, the Earth, she is a living entity, so we're a part of her. So when her energy increases, it's because our energy is increasing, and vice versa. It's all connected. So we can expect more of these high wind activities to take place, more earthquakes, shakings, and rumblings taking place all over the Earth. People are evolving, ascending. 2021, like I said, is going to be rocking and rolling. It's going to make 2020 seem like an appetizer. I'm not even sure if 2021 is the main course. Maybe it's an even bigger appetizer. I believe by the time we reach 2024 and the second Great American Eclipse, that's when the main course is going to be served. Maybe 2023, 2024. But also keep in mind, we are in 2021 by the Gregorian calendar, but we are actually still in 2020 by the seasons, because we haven't reached March is when the spring equinox begins, and that's the actual beginning of the new year. The new year doesn't begin in January because that's a part of winter. It goes against nature. New life springs forward in spring, so that's the new year, spring. The sap of the trees drop down, everything hibernates or goes within itself during the winter solstice, and then it springs forward, and the spring comes into fruition in summer, full energy, full power, and then it begins to fall and descend again in fall. So we've got the new year coming up actually in March 21st or whatever time period the spring equinox hits for you wherever you live. But also, by time reckoning, we are not in 2021 or 2020. We're actually still in 2012 because the Ethiopian calendar is the most accurate calendar. So we've been off by 8 years. So 2020 is actually 2012. And going by what the Mayans were saying, or what people interpret the Mayans as saying, it is the end of the world, meaning world systems, world views, and many things that have been held as sacred. So 2012 is actually the end of what we thought was normal. So now when we go into 2021, which we are in 2021, the new year is actually going to begin March 21st. So that's when actually it will be 2013, not 2021. So I'm not really sure what the Mayans were saying was going to happen after 2012. Time would stop as we know it, and things would end as we know it, and all we see taking place around us is weather chaos, and things are shaking and rumbling, and systems are falling apart. People are acting weird and crazy, and I'm not going to say weird and crazy. Some people are acting weird and crazy. It's a lot of us that are dealing with the stress of the plague, and there are going to be more plagues because it's coming from the sun. It's coming from radiation and the earth reacting to the energy of the cosmos. So that's where these plagues are coming from. So just keep your head high, keep your vibrations high. You know, if you can, start, like I said, studying astrology. Studying your birth chart, get to know yourself, know thyself by knowing your birth chart. Whether you want to study Western astrology or Indian astrology, the Vedic astrology, then have at it. But whatever you do, please do it. I would suggest it so that you can better know yourself. So buckle down, or buckle in, shall we say, because the weather is going to get more and more intense. Going to see higher winds, going to see electrical storms, and yeah, these explosions that are taking place in business districts and homes, that's going to happen. That's pressure that's underneath the earth, and it's not just pressure that's underneath the earth, it's just the energy systems, how they're based on alternating current. There's high levels of energy in the atmosphere because the wind's blowing, hail, snow, that's all energy. And so our systems, the electrical systems that we have, a lot of them they're not equipped to work with Earth, with Mother Earth. They work against her. And her energy lines, her dragon lines, the lines of the dragon, as some call it, the ley lines, are powerful, and they are being energized with that kundalini energy. That's how the kundalini energy flows. And the electrical systems and the systems that these cities and towns are laid on and based on just don't work with the energy of the divine feminine goddess. So expect more chaos, more accidents, more things just going haywire. I believe Mercury also goes into retrograde January the 30th, I believe. It's either January the 28th or January the 30th, but Mercury goes in retrograde per astrological readings on January 30th, but we're already experiencing that retrograde energy now. So yeah, the 28th, I believe, is going to be like a weird time period. And yeah, just wait and see what happens. Keep your energy high, keep your vibrations high, and everything should be okay. So thank you for listening to this quick little podcast I wanted to share with you guys. Keep your vibes up. Do what you got to do. Stay close to your center and close to your family and the friends and the people that you care about. All right? And we will all make it through it. The age of Aquarius must take place so that Earth can evolve and we can evolve along with her. All right. So once again, this is the Age of Aquarius, and I'm your host, Kenosha Amin, signing off. Hello. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Age of Aquarius, and I'll be your host, as always, Kenosha Amin. Well, just wanted to come to you today. You know, I always share different messages, or pretty much the same message, talking about the weather and how things are affecting us. But I also want to speak with you today about, just maintaining. You know, it's kind of hard out here in the world that we're going through. It's not a bed of roses. There's, like I said, the Age of Aquarius is going to have the ups and downs. We're definitely in the shift, and it's the magnetic pole shift. But in all things, I just want you to stay motivated, stay uplifted as best you can. Do the things you do that you know to do to make you happy, to make you satisfied. Not so much giving in to just pleasure for pleasure's sake, but do the things that are going to make you feel happy and help you get through these things that we're going through in the world. Pay attention to your dreams. Your dreams will be messages coming from your spirit, from your subconscious mind. And those messages are letting you know what's to come for yourself and maybe for the world around you. I know for myself, last night, I had a dream about, three planes. Yeah, I pay attention to the numbers, and it's not so much the events that are taking place in the dream, but well, the dreams that we have, but it's the numbers, the symbology of the vehicles or the people, the places, you know, the nouns, the person, places, or things that take place in our dreams, and whether we're interacting with the dream or whether we're just observing it. So pay attention to those messages. I'm pretty sure a lot of us have been getting and having a lot of dreams, a lot of coincidences, synchronicities taking place. So pay attention to those. I had a particular dream. I was like in the dream stepping outside of my home, and there were like two airplanes, three actually. Two of them were flying kind of low enough where I could see the bottom of the aircrafts. The third one, so two planes flew by, and they flew by kind of low, and they had no problems. The third plane kind of like dipped low underneath power lines, tried to make a tight turn, and then it like crashed. And I was just trying to figure out the significance of that. I don't know if the number three had something to do with, you know, today, I believe, is the 3rd of February. So I don't know if that three had anything of significance. But, and I don't know. It just felt weird. It felt like it was some type of significance. I don't know if any of you have been having any type of dreams that just feel kind of weird, out of place, or feel like they're just giving you some kind of message. But I would just say hold on to them. Write a journal. Take them down in a journal and see what they mean for you. I'm not really sure. I've never considered myself any type of prophet or anything like that. Definitely not. I pay attention to patterns, synchronicities, and coincidences, patterns that I see in my life, and try and connect them to the bigger patterns happening in the world, mainly through the weather and other events, and just see how they connect to me. I just have a feeling like tomorrow is going to be a significant day. February 4th, I feel like it's going to be a significant, or something in the window of February 4th. So, you know, things usually happen in a 3-day window. So you usually have 3 days leading up to an event. 3 days leading up to an energy portal, an event, a day. And then 3 days afterwards where whatever came through that portal of energy plays out on the world stage. So I think, I don't know, maybe the 4th of February will be significant for the stock market or the world stock markets in general. I'm not really sure. Don't know. Just a hunch, just a feeling. I would say if you are a person traveling in, on, or around water, just be careful around the water. You know, obviously there are different places around the world that are experiencing, you know, huge amounts of flooding. So that goes without saying. But yeah, just be careful if you're on boats or if you're in boating, if you're in places that are getting hit with snow. Well, snow is just another form of water. It's just frozen. So be careful around the snow and with these ice storms and the floods taking place. Or if you're just traveling by boat, I would also say, you know, keep your money close to your chest. I don't know. Maybe this week, starting on February 4th, there's going to be something significant for the markets in general. Hopefully not, because, man, we've been getting battered left and right. Everybody's been taking hits, so we really can't afford anything like that. But overall, even if something happens, being that we're in the age of Aquarius, even though things look bleak and grim, they all work out for the better good. So if something is going to happen tomorrow, just say, again, keep your vibrations high, keep your motivation high, and keep focused on things that bring you joy and bring you happiness. Keep your friends and associates that you consider closer to you. Be of good cheer, or what can I say? Just have an open ear for people who are around you. People are really hurting out here in the world, and you never know. Certain words that you say may be like, it's a lot of us, myself included, in a lot of ways. You know, we have on a smile, we have on a mask, so to speak, and everything seems fine, but on the inside, you know, myself, you, or people that you know might be hurting. Okay, and it might actually be reaching out for help in their own way, but don't really know how to reach out. So you have to be mindful of the words that you say to people, because your words may be that life raft that someone needs. A joke, a smile, a little pep talk, I don't know, saying something nice. Seems like the world is kind of hard up to, you know, speak kind words to each other. It's like we've been programmed not to do that. But yeah, I would say do that. And you never know, you can help somebody make it through a rough time. So yeah, that's kind of like the message I wanted to bring. It, you know, it does seem like to me something significant is going to happen. Maybe starting this evening, moving in through the day tomorrow. I wouldn't, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm just grasping at straws, but I would say don't risk any finance if you don't have to. I am not a stock market guru or professional financier or a person who's a certified financial assistant or anything like that, but I would just say, just my instincts are saying, just be more careful, not afraid, but cautious and strategic with the financial ventures that you allow yourself to become a part of, you know, starting tomorrow, starting this evening, and just watch what's going on throughout the week. These weather patterns, like I said, it's fluctuations of extreme weather. You know, the artist Erykah Badu, one time she put out a song called On and On when she first came out. In Erykah Badu's song, On and On, she spoke about, and this is like back in 1995, she actually sang about the extreme weather patterns back then. You know, so yeah, she spoke about getting hotter in the fall, you know, or it's hotter in the wintertime, colder in the fall, something like that, where what you expect as being the norm as far as weather patterns, it's going to be the opposite. And we also see this taking place in geographical locations. I mean, right now we've got a snowstorm hitting, and it's extreme. Yeah, people are glad for the snowstorm, for the winter, so to speak, but it's extreme, which leads me to believe that when the spring and the summer comes around, it's going to be even more extreme on that level. So keep your eyes open for that while you're paying attention to your dreams and monitoring what your dreams say. Write it down, draw it. You don't have to write it, sometimes it helps you to draw it, you know. Listen to some good music, meditate, do yoga or anything that's going to help you move that chi, move that energy through your body. I would suggest doing that. Also connect to the land. Connect to the land. The land is not just a soil that we walk on top of. It's the mother. It's the great cosmic mother. So you should connect to Mother Earth. So what I'm saying is, if you feel like you are lacking in inspiration, if you're a creative person, business person, whatever it is that you feel like you want to do or that you like to do, and you feel like you're missing inspiration, Mother Earth is always reaching out to you. Just picture like roots coming up from the earth. And, you know, social media or a lot of the technology that we have has our attention focused away from Earth, and our roots coming from us are intertwined with our technology. It's okay to have some of our roots intertwined with technology, but the bulk of our energy should be connected to the Earth. Wherever we live, wherever we reside, there is Mother Earth. We can't escape her, just like we can't escape Father Sky. So when you begin to put some of your attention and focus on the Earth, she, who is always reaching out to you, will then intertwine her roots with your roots, and your roots being your thoughts, your focus, and then all of a sudden your dreams will become more enhanced, more powerful, more meaningful, and inspiration will just spring up within you. So if you're a creative person or an inventor or something, anything that you like to do or want to do or aspire to do, Mother Earth will give you the energy to do it. Just give you the motivation to do it. Give you the inspiration to do it. So connect with the land wherever you are living right now. You know, even if you have to go outside, and if you can, if it's not raining or flooding or extremely cold, you know, take off your shoes if you have land available, and take off the socks and plant your feet in the ground, touch the grass, touch the trees, touch whatever is connected with the earth and become connected to her. If you can't do that because of weather, just the mere act of thinking about Mother Earth and turning to her will connect you to her. And then your abilities, I'm not talking about like, you know, superhero abilities. I'm talking about the gifts that you have, whatever those are. I'm just going to put that there. Whatever your gifts are, Mother Earth will allow those to be brought out of you when you connect to her. And then, of course, looking up to the sky, connecting to the sun and the stars, that is our father element. And so the cosmic radiations from the sun will always be bathing us, even if it's cloudy. We're still being covered with that energy. So we're getting it from, you know, from our father and from our mother, and that's what we're supposed to do. So just wanted to bring this message to you guys. Keep your eyes on tomorrow. Be cautious and aware of your surroundings. Follow your intuition and let that guide you tomorrow. Don't be so rash or do something on spur of the moment. You know, your intuition will never lead you astray in spur of the moment. Your intuition always speaks to us in a small, still voice, telling us what to do and also warning us what not to do. So for some reason, I'm just saying tomorrow, just mind your finances, mind your investments, mind yourself and your surroundings. Everything is going to be fine. It's going to be a little bumpy. Who knows what nature is going to bring. We've already got the storms. Not really sure about earthquakes or anything like that. Maybe. Who knows? But perhaps. Perhaps that's connected with the dream that I had. But I don't know. Something crashing. Something sudden. You know, so that's all I have to share with you guys. Not out of fear, but out of awareness. Keep your vibrations high. Keep your consciousness and your heart connected with Mother Earth and Father Sky, wherever you happen to be. And once again, this is the Age of Aquarius, and I'm your host, Kenosha Amen, signing off. Thank you.